Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you got to keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So your ass stayed up, Abe Gordon, to watch that whole damn game.
Yeah.
Until Freddie hits the walk-off.
I saw the post game. I stayed up since I knew they'd interview him. I was a little mad they didn't interview Klein, but that's all right.
I had a weird thing. I just been feeling like shit, and so I took some magnesium. Yeah. My wife takes that when she's trying to sleep, so I took some of that. Weird, I will say. If you want to have some weird, vivid dreams, take some magnesium.
Really?
Yeah. It knocked me out too. Felt pretty good, but then I woke up. I slept so hard, I woke up at 3:45, 4 o'clock.
Right,
you missed it by 20 minutes.
I know, and I felt like I was ready to go.
Right.
My body was like, "Well, you're up now."
That's
and so I looked at my phone, and people were tweeting, and it was like 15-20 minute ago tweets.
Yeah.
Right.
About the game. I was like, "The game just ended? That's insane."
Magnesium. I'm like, I'm jet lagged, but I'm fine. But what happened was yesterday, I guess power went off while I was gone, and so the fucking whatever. And so yesterday, I woke up. I looked at my clock and it said 6 a.m. I was like, damn, let me get up. It was fucking 2:40 in the fucking morning.
Last night?
No, yeah, last night.
Game was still on.
But no, I'm talking about the night before when I got the first night back.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck? I'm like, what the fuck?
What's the time difference?
It's
14?
No, 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
So almost exactly
Maldives.
Flipped.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So almost exactly opposite, which is wild.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, fuck. And then this morning, I could have watched the game because I was up again at 2:45.
Damn.
Luckily, we got that comfortable couch.
You still had 25
I was going down there and lay down on the couch.
Yeah.
I woke up, it was like 5:30.
If I would have woke up earlier and seen that it was the 16th or 17th inning, I probably would have turned it on. But I just never in a million – I didn't even watch the start of the game last night.
Oh, I missed the start.
I was watching the Hawks and –
yeah.
And, a little bit. Then I went to sleep.
So I was following
I watched the end of the Hawks game this morning.
I was following it while the Hawks game finished up. And then I checked once more on Monday Night Football. But it was very clear. It was 28-7 at that point.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And so I flipped on like 6th inning, 7th inning, somewhere in there. Like Saul Shohei's second home run. And then just
they walked him intentionally
just four
straight
hours
times.
Of baseball.
That's crazy.
Why can't you walk Freddie too?
No, I get why they did it.
Well,
but it's
Mookie's
crazy.
In between them.
Mookie ain't playing well?
No, he did not. I kept waiting for Mookie. I was like, you got 8 chances to win this game, man.
Right.
But every time I
send
looked
me to bet, dude.
Because obviously I watched the highlights this morning. It was so many damn deep fly balls
right.
for the damn Dodgers.
There were
Dodgers.
3 of them. 3 specific ones for Muncy hit one foul by 10 feet. That
really?
Was gone. Right before that, I don't remember if it was Will Smith. Will Smith thought he got one.
Yes.
The final score was 6-5.
Yeah. Will Smith thought he poked one in like the 12th inning or something.
And was
that
it
guy was just
was it 5-5 going into extra? So there was,
it was
no
5-5
scoring.
It was 5-5 going into the 7th.
Oh really?
And
okay.
And then just no one fucking scored.
Wow.
No one fucking scored.
And now Freddie has 2 walk-off World Series home runs
and
in back-to-back years.
Thank fucking God, cuz if that game went any goddamn longer.
They ran out of pitchers damn near.
They played 2 whole games.
At first, because who is it? Rosenthal and Verducci are just in the dugouts talking to the managers as this is going on. And they're like, the Dodgers are planning to use a position player if this goes longer. And then like an inning later, they're like, Yamamoto came up and was like, I'll pitch 2 days after throwing a complete game.
Yeah.
And so he was in the bull. Like, he was going to cut. Like,
eventually, you have to do that.
That was it. That I'm not was going, it for Klein. He I'm was not going coming back out.
No motherfucking position pitcher.
Yeah.
Bro,
if we
have starters.
I know Shohei pitcher today.
So much more important at this
point. Put him in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I know he's pitching. Put him in there.
I think part of the issue was, like, his process to warm up is so different because he's DH. I don't know if
it takes so long or something.
Man,
something.
They said they were taking him downstairs to get off his feet.
He's so tired.
I love Dave Roberts. We got a game later today, guys. So cool.
That's all he said in the post game. They were like,
speech
what
was awesome.
He was like,
speech was awesome.
I just want to go to bed.
Yeah, man.
I got to pitch today.
So the game ends at, like, I don't know, 3:20, something like
that. It was a motherfucker. That is one of the worst fucking places to get out of.
Oh, like, Dodger Stadium? Oh,
God.
Oh, yeah.
It is
I saw people like, we might
it is
sleep in the car.
Very squirrely.
It is for game four.
Brutal.
And I'm like, do you get free parking?
It is.
For game four?
Oh,
Does it go out, come back?
It's fucking brutal to get out of that fucking stadium.
Yeah.
On a regular fucking game.
But two ways in and out.
Well, it's also such a huge stadium. There's so many people.
You also, like,
you know,
can't walk anywhere.
It's bigger,
like,
than a normal
we'll
baseball stadium.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you can't walk.
No, you guys are getting hit by a damn.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that shit's out of there. Get one of the mountain lions come get your ass.
I was asleep for like 35 minutes, and then the dog had full-on panic all night. So I just been up since 4 a.m.
Oh, man.
After going to sleep at like 3:15 a.m.
Solid.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
She's literally in the house just howling right now.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know. We had construction workers last week, and I think they just freaked her out a bunch. Huh. Like, full-on stress, anxiety, panic attacks. She now, like, runs upstairs after I leave, but she's too scared to come down the stairs. So, like, she's just upstairs howling.
That sucks.
That sucks.
I bought a doggy gate to hang on the stairs to keep her downstairs.
She jumps over it?
No. I literally bought it today. I gave her some calming.
These days are tough because
she's also old.
The weather's so bad, but they still want to, you know.
Oh, she don't.
They want to exercise. They want to get out there. But I'm
cold?
Not taking. I'm not. We're not doing like a run or anything. Plus, I wasn't feeling good. See, Boone was. He was a.
The zoomies.
He was a headache, yeah. Yeah, he was a headache last night. Just following me around the house, nosing me in the butt. Like, come on. Come on, you fucking asshole. Take me. It's like, I'm not doing it, man. It's pouring down rain. It's 40 degrees outside.
Panting in my face at 5:10 a.m.
God, like, that's so annoying.
I took you out. You pooped. Like, you shouldn't have to go again. Like, what are we doing?
They are elite at being annoying when they need something. It's like, God, get away from me, man.
Now, I knew after the baseball game, like, I changed my alarm. I'm like, I'm going to try and sleep in more than I normally do.
Right.
And then Chipper got me up. I was like,
he was just chill, man. He's chill. You know when I know when he needs to go outside. I know when because I'm like, I wish he would come over. Fuck with me. You see, I'm chilling. He come over and put his head. Okay, let me grab you, give you some belly rubs. Now go away. They go to his bed. I got him a new bed. Like a fucking. A giant in a twin bed. So fucking funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we just got that fucking bed like 3 months ago. He's already outgrown the fuck thing.
We got Boone this huge one on sale at Costco, and it's like a king bed, but he's, you know, it's just his. I mean,
fuck yeah.
It's way too big. It takes up half the goddamn porch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.